Welcome back to Net Chicks and Snacks.
Today we're going to watch Enola Holmes.
Enola Holmes. This is a new Netflix original film.
Starring Eleven from Stranger Things.
What's she actually called?
I have no idea.
She's got her name, hasn't she?
She definitely has got a name.
It's like fancy, isn't it? Oh.
Yeah.
What's she called?
She's an actress. With a name. We'll find that out by
the end of the movie. It's Eleven from Stranger Things.
Yeah, if you've not seen Stranger Things, sort your life out.
It's her.
It's, yeah, she's got hair.
Yeah, she's got face.
And she's in Enola Holmes.
Yeah.
She is Enola Holmes.
I think so.
Enola Holmes is the sister of Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, so the only thing
I... Mycroft.
Yeah, so the only thing I know about this film is that she's the younger sister of Mycroft and Sherlock Holmes. And I think the mum goes missing, and they're too busy, like, saving the world.
Yeah.
So she has to, like, solve these riddles.
It's time for the women to step up.
Yeah. And she's, like, 11, 13, who knows?
She is 11.
She's 11. Today I'm going to eat a burger. It's got some salmon in it as well. It's a surf and turf burger with a burger in it. And it's pretty delicious. Well, I've eaten the top. I'm not actually eating any of the burger yet. But
just deconstructing it.
Yeah. The chips are pretty good.
The chips are amazing.
They've got some
good well-seasoned.
Seasoning on it, yeah.
I've got a chicken burger with some cheese and an egg on it.
Mm.
And it's all from Bodega's, which isn't called Bodega's anymore.
It's called, like, Burger Place.
But on Deliveroo, it's Bodega's.
Yeah.
So we're going to call it Bodega's. They used to serve meat on swords. Don't know if they still do.
I don't know, because that was their pull, wasn't it?
Mm.
We're also trying an acai berry milkshake, but I do feel like it's a smoothie.
Yeah.
But it does have ice cream in it. I can taste ice cream. It's very smooth tasting.
Yeah, it's a good drink. It's delicious. I feel like if we had really spicy food, it'd be pretty good for it.
Yeah.
But we don't, because we're pussies.
Yeah. I've got some powder at home, so I feel like I can make it with some ice cream.
Mm.
Might be good.
Something to try.
Mm.
And we have churros, but they're for
later. We do have churros. Okay. So if you want to watch Enola Holmes along with us, you can...
Press play now.
Yeah.
It's doing it.
It's loading.
I press play. There we go.
There's the Netflix logo. We're ready. Oh, a name just came to me and it went.
It's going to come to us at some point in this film and we'll just shout it.
I mean, it might come up in the credits to start.
Maybe any second now.
Yeah. It'll be like, Eleven from Stranger Things stars in. Enola Holmes.
Like, that's the one.
That's her, the one with the name.
Jaunty. She's a girl and she's on a bike. And it's the past.
It is the past. You can tell because the front wheel is big. And she doesn't have a smartphone telling her where to go.
I feel like it's probably a time where women weren't supposed to have bikes.
Mm. Well, she's breaking the fourth wall.
And she's doing a British accent.
She is English.
She.
Yeah. That my mother is. That's a real accent.
I did not know that. I've learned a thing already and we're not even a minute into this movie. I know it's an
unusual name. Yeah, it's a bit of a silly name. I mean, she did call her kid Sherlock, Mycroft and Enola.
I always want to call Mycroft Minecraft.
I keep saying Minecraft.
Oh, it's not enough alone.
That's Helen Bonham Carter.
She's every English mother.
Where were the other two kids?
She's every English mother in the past, anyway, not modern. Don't
really remember him. Oh, okay, now we're explaining. Both my brothers left home soon after.
I barely remember them either. Yeah, oh, fair.
Henry Cavill
probably didn't do anything.
Yeah, important. Henry Cavill's Sherlock, I think. She was not an ordinary mother. Didn't
teach me to string seashells or practice my embroidery. Never did my mother.
No.
Reading.
It's got a very, like, modern intro.
Yeah.
Like, with the whole montage.
Just getting us caught up straight away.
Mm.
This is why she has so many skills.
So that's going to come in handy in this film.
They did a lot of sports inside the house, which is making me anxious.
Yeah. You should not do, like, archery in the house. Don't Sherlock and Mycroft. I'm going to call them Mycroft now. Don't they, like, hate, love each other?
Yeah. I think there's a proper rivalry because they're both super smart.
Yeah.
And is Mycroft actually smarter?
I think so.
But he's always like to Sherlock, you could do better.
Mm. I think it's because he's like an eccentric gentleman.
Mm.
While Sherlock's like, no, I'm going to be a bad boy.
He's a bit of an addict and stuff, isn't he? But he's more famous.
Mm. He's the anti-hero, really, isn't he?
Yeah.
Sherlock.
He shouldn't be the hero, but he's good at what he does.
Mm-hmm. So she's 16. That answers that question.
I could have said younger.
Mm.
And I would have believed it.
I don't think she's missing. I think she went to that place on that map she hid from you.
She'll puzzle it out. She's the sister of Sherlock Holmes.
Do you think that's the whole movie? She's like, if you find me, you're allowed to be my daughter.
Yeah, she did it to the two sons as well.
Yeah, and that's why they both
left because they were fed up with her bullshit. Oh, I've seen that one.
Hmm.
In.
So she didn't leave her alone, she left her with the maid.
Oh, exactly, she'll be fine. But she's 16.
Mm.
She can have a baby.
Hmm. My belly was fully out then.
Do you feel like it's too quiet?
Mm. She's banking quite a way. And there's also roads. So it's not as old as I thought it was.
British countryside.
She's fallen over, she's not that smart.
And the third thing you need to know, and then maybe those amongst you who have already guessed it, is that cycling is not one of my core strengths.
Oh.
It needs must when you must be something.
She was alright.
Mm.
Steam train.
Yeah.
Is Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
If they were to make it now, she would be like Hermione.
Definitely.
Yeah, probs not. Your mum just sounds like a weird bitch.
With her mad antics.
Sherlock. The famous detective, scholar, chemist, virtuoso violinist. Expert marksman, swordsman, single stick fighter,
really fit,
and brilliant deductive thinker.
She fit. Can't say that.
My genius
it's
brother.
It's her brother.
He will have all the answers.
Just walk past her. Excellent.
Mr. Holmes.
He can't deduce who his own sister is.
Mr. Holmes.
That's both of them.
Oh.
You've sent for me? You've sent a telegram. Asked me to meet you here.
Who's the other guy?
And the fifth thing you need to know is that they haven't seen
is it Watson?
In quite some time.
I know that. My God. Look at you. You're in such a mess.
Are Sherlock and Watson going to be a gay couple in this year, I reckon?
That's my crap.
But is Watson going to be here and are they going to be a gay couple?
Probably. It's made in 2020.
We didn't send for you, silly girl. We sent for the carriage. Did we these bring it?
The carriage?
Yes.
What carriage would you be wanting? Because I have a few.
My burger is amazing.
I paid for.
Bodegas, thank you.
Right.
Well, cunt.
I think you may have us confused with another house.
Oi, that is the carriage. Quickly!
The passion fruit sauce on this is doing really well.
Mm.
Oh dear God, look at the house.
Oh no.
Isn't it wonderful?
They hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to take it back over?
I don't know. Maybe they hate the mum.
I feel like they do.
If she did wear these magical mystery toes as well.
Mm.
They'd be like, oh shut up and all. She does it, she's just in India.
She does this all the time.
It's a turkey. Oh my God, is that a bust of a vagina? No, it's not. It's a head. It's an ear. I thought the ear was like flaps.
This is why you don't play sports.
Mm-hmm.
And turn heads into vaginas.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the house.
hell is she?
Maybe Mycroft saw horrified because he was going to come and sell his house. And now they've trashed it.
Yeah, Sherlock doesn't seem asked.
The bed hasn't been made. Chrysanthemums. Clothes haven't been put away. Enough of the valley flowers.
Sherlock's doing that thing in the Benedict Cumberbatch ones where like all the words are popping up and everything he looks at.
Yeah, because it's not about him. We don't see it.
Yeah, but it's like, he's 4 years old. Last used. 27th of May. Paint scratches.
Drawing pencils are swindled to nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly have decided not to replace them. And you rarely find a kidnapped victim who's had planned for their own disappearance. She wasn't returning. And yet, she disguised her intentions perfectly.
Classic Sherlock.
That's good news, is it not? And if you're relying...
You can't just switch off, can you?
Mm-mm.
Oh, good God. Feminism. Perhaps she was mad. Or senile.
I mean, I like Mycroft and everything that he's portrayed in, but I don't like him in this. He's a bit of a dick.
He's a bit bland in this as well.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, feminism.
I feel like I'd forget him pretty easily.
Perfectly clear and orderly. Keep hitting a bathroom.
Which, to be clear, does not exist.
And a water closet.
Likewise.
The constantly rising salaries of the footmen, the housemaids.
Especially when Henry Cavill, or whatever he's called, is Sherlock.
A music teacher, a dance instructor, a governess. No, ma'am. You at least had a governess.
She wouldn't like you in here. This is a private space.
That burger was delicious.
Mine is delicious, but I'm also filthy. I'm glad you're filming this.
She taught me her sense.
They're fuming.
She made me read every book that found out who's like me.
I definitely feel this is just going to be a long puzzle film.
Yeah. And the answer will be there the whole time.
And then they're going to be like, well, if she doesn't come back before the 27th of October, we're going to sell a house. Because we need to fund a new violin museum.
And they have to save it.
Mm. She's going to be like, well, I'm going to go find my mother.
Well, this is what she wanted you to become, my girl. What?
I don't know what she wanted me to be. She's left me to.
She wanted you to have your own choice.
She will return, won't she, Sherlock?
Nah. He knows she's dead.
He knows from the minute he walks in a room what's happened, and he's like, probably shouldn't tell her.
Yeah.
He's not as artistic in this one as he is in the Benedict Cumberbatch one, so he's like...
Well, the Robert Downey Jr. one.
Yeah. You can try and think about it a bit more. That is a fantastic library slash pool room.
I feel like Helen Bonham Carter's just behind one of those bookshelves.
Oh yeah, and if they pull the right book.
Yeah.
And she's left clues.
She's going to go like the whole way around like the UK. And then she'll be like, oh, at least back to the house. Oh no. I'll never be able to find her. Then leans against the book and it opens. She's like, found you. Happy 16th birthday.
You inherit this.
Yeah, so this could be a 16th birthday present.
It'll be something to do with, like, coming of age.
Yeah. My mother did this for me, and that's why my older two sons are fucked. I feel like the longer you drink the acai berry one, it gets a bit weird. But I don't know if I like it or not, if I still like it or not.
I feel like I kind of nothing it. Like, it's not amazing, but it's drinkable. It's not disgusting either. It's like, it's like water.
I like water, though.
I'm like, just, meh. It's hydrating me. This is...
I don't like the bits. Like, it's got some bits in it.
Yeah, I don't know if it just needs to, like, melt a bit. Whatever happened to those face nets?
Oh, no, let's bring them back. Like a post-COVID. Like, I'm still
not
gonna
a full
have this mask.
But it'll catch the big chunks of virus. Yeah. The phlegmy bits.
Who is she? I recognise her.
I recognise her. I feel like she'd make a good witch.
Yeah. Or, like, what's she called? Nanny McPhee.
Yeah. And Emma Thompson. She's like budget Emma Thompson. Who is she? I know her.
Have they done the credits yet?
No, they didn't do any at the start. This is like a modern credits at the end movie.
Oh, what? Normally do the, they normally do like Enola Holmes.
Yeah, just the main three.
She is my ward, not yours.
Oh, that's too small. They're perfectly fine. It's 35 inches.
disappointing. We will have to use an amplifier.
Oh, oh. Oh, yeah. I know where she's from.
I keep getting, like, clips of
she plays Aunt Petunia in Harry Potter.
Oh, yes, she does.
I knew she was in Harry Potter, but I thought, English actress, props in Harry Potter.
Yeah, they're all in Harry Potter. Mm.
Harrison's help will make her acceptable for society. Father will be turning in his grave.
Father?
Don't mention father. Who died, so you don't remember much about him. That's all she said.
I don't know his name.
I don't need friends. I have my own
company. I have books.
Underdress.
Books.
Poorly mannered, wild.
And Harry and Ron.
I don't need to go to your ridiculous school.
Oh! Yeah.
Send her to boarding school.
I love if this was just like Hermione's like crack dream and Harry Potter is all just like a lie. A fever dream because she's got scarlet fever.
Yeah.
Harry, run! Shut up, Enola. They're not real.
I killed a troll.
Troll! In the dungeon.
She taught you so well. You will be standing in your undergarments in front of me, would you? With no hope of making a husband in your current state.
I don't want a husband.
And that is another thing you need to have educated out of you.
Sherlock's not into that. Sherlock's like, yeah. I'm so high right now.
He's a modern man.
You are his ward.
Make me yours. Guide me, teach me. Tell him I am a nuisance for you.
Enola.
Oh, your name is alone.
Enola, I'm too beautiful and young to have a ward. How can I have all the bitches if I've got you following me? You're going to cloud my judgment.
Attract the bitches. They'll think you're sweet for looking after me.
Oh, yeah. Good. That's a good player. Mm.
Like when you see a man with a dog.
Yeah,
you're like, aw.
Like, you can nourish.
Got a dog.
Like, she smacked me across the face, Sherlock.
She did. That's abuse.
Sherlock, you literally do, like, cocaine before we knew it was cocaine.
Yeah.
And sit and play the violin for 7 months straight without showering or
and
bathing.
And shoot words into the walls with a gun.
Mm.
Now looking at him all like, yes,
just when do you
serious.
Yeah. I don't break the law yet.
Law.
I thought it was a DS.
You'd be like, they made a mistake. Those were called notebooks.
What's that past tense DS?
Oh, she drew a picture of...
Is it going to be Minecraft with a dick on his head?
I hope so.
Oh, pretty close.
Caricature.
He's almost given the middle finger, but not quite.
I feel like a caricature is the Victorian version of drawing a dick on someone's head.
Definitely. Look how slightly ridiculous that made you look. Look how yeah. whimsical you are.
Your head is large.
Churros and they smell good.
I did a big slurp of that.
Oh, what is that weird cat doing?
I think it's a hedgehog that's just pulling on a string.
Hedgehog on a string.
Hedgehog on a string.
You can never persuade you to put any trousers on.
Oh, Henry! My bare bottom, eh?
Say it again, but slower.
Bare bottom! Classic comedy.
I feel like we're taking a piss out of the British accent, but we're British.
Oh, yeah.
I listen to them talk.
Why did you never visit?
I was too busy on crack.
Crack pipe right there.
Rough. Honking on my crack pipe. Enola, I was so off my tits running around the world. I was in prison for months. I forgot you existed. I still don't even know if I'm having a like a vision right now. My churro popped. Oh no!
Full of delicious caramel sauce.
Oh, it's leaking all over me.
Oh!
Oh man, there's a dog. Shall I come help?
Mystery, Sherlock.
But I can't lick it off because the dog hair's all over it. Just like a woman, you get emotional. Ugh, women. That's why I prefer Watson.
They're just not worth your time. So volatile.
Volatile emotions. With their uteruses.
You should have not had one. Why weren't you a boy?
That's why she could only be bothered to give you a name with like five letters.
If Enola is an anagram of alone, what's Sherlock?
She did that at the train station and it was gobbledygook. And she was like, maybe I shouldn't read too much into the names.
Why did I miss that bit? What was I doing? I was just eating my burger.
Yeah, I think so. No, it's not. Your name's Enola.
Alone's just a word. Is this old timey Scrabble?
I think it's just called Scrabble. Well, that's where Sherlock looked first.
Looking like chrysanthemums. Sherlock, it's not good at wordplay.
Yeah, he is wordplay. Wordplay is his foreplay. Well, after she was just making all this up and her mum was just dead.
Yeah, this is a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really sad.
What funny though. Sad movie.
Mycroft are like, what are you doing, Enola? Just let her act it out once it's out of her system.
Then she'll accept her mother's death.
She's the same when her father died.
She must have left a message.
Ooh, looks like a pretty hefty message.
That's cash.
Oh, it popped in my mouth this time.
They're pretty good. I want ones with chocolate inside though.
I like the caramel ones.
Yours? Or the path others choose for you.
I mean, you're choosing this for her.
Yeah, you're kind of forcing her down this path.
Our future is up to us.
Chuck's a bit insane. Shalom's.
Oh, it's so funny.
I mean, I thought saying bare bottom was really funny.
Bare bottom.
No!
Master it. Phase one of the plan complete. I'm going to find you, Mother. The game is afoot.
I feel like the bike would be useful.
Yeah.
You could get places faster.
Is she dressing up as a boy for a reason, did she say? Oh, because a girl a lot on the road would be like, what are you doing?
You can't do that.
I want to play one of these games.
Yeah.
It's like an extended escape room.
Can we do a countrywide escape room?
Yeah.
One where you'd have to have disguises and everything.
Oh yeah, I'd love to have loads of disguises.
It's so cool.
I really want to do that program, do you know, Hunted on Channel 4.
Yeah. I feel like I'd recall it really quickly.
I've got a plan.
Don't give it away.
I'm not going to.
It's on my lesson.
But yeah, I don't want to do it because I'm too slow.
You have a whole plan but you're just like not fast enough to get on.
I won't even get around the corner before they start coming out. I'm like, oh fuck. I'll just wear loads of different disguises, but get changed where there's no cameras.
Yeah.
And then just walk like normal.
Yeah, just fit in. Just don't even try and hide, just go live a life somewhere else.
I would pre-set up like a different account. Because obviously the check your account.
I'll start doing it, start living the other life before it starts. Like,
exactly.
Get a family, have some kids. Yeah. And just like move to them permanently.
Like Dave.
They would never expect that.
I wouldn't stay in the same character in case they're just putting two and two together. I would just get changed lots of times.
Yeah.
I also think I could live in the woods.
I'd like to live in the woods.
Because obviously they check all your friends' houses, don't they?
Mm. Do you have to give them all your contacts, maybe?
Mm-mm.
Oh. Oh, they have to find
That's
out.
That's their job.
Yeah.
It's the FBI.
They've probably got away. They just got on your Facebook.
Well, the Chekhov social media, they've got some new, like, division, like, social media. Yeah, it's like how they find terrorists.
Use it, could you? Because, like, yeah, Facebook and things just say what location you've logged in from. So you would never be able to, you'd have to throw it all away and never log on Twitter.
You can't use your cards because they tell you, the ATM pops up.
Oh, yeah, shit.
It's literally the people that track terrorists.
There's something in this bag.
It's a person. I thought it was just going to, it's going to be Sherlock, isn't it?
That's a big bag. I thought it was going to be a dwarf.
That's a woman.
Is it her mum? She was in this bag.
It's a boy. Is it going to be like a Mulan situation where he's going to fall in love with her as a boy?
Oh.
And then he's going to turn out to be a girl. He's going to be all sexually confused.
Gay.
Yeah, like Sean New is.
Yeah, he's like, I can't be straight. My parents won't allow it.
What a world, eh?
Imagine.
I might be a boy.
Who are you?
What are you?
I'm Viscount Tewksbury, the Marquis of Basilweather.
Are you fuck?
You are an intellect.
That's made up.
I'll have you know, I've just done
this. As British people, we know there's no Marquis of Basilweather.
There is a man in a brown bowler hat currently on this train searching for you. And once he finds you, he'll think I helped hide you, and I will be endangered by this. Therefore, I ask you to get out of this carriage.
There's a prepubescent boy.
Look how slow it's moving. You just step out now.
I've left him at the station.
Of course he's on the treasure.
Dementors are coming.
He's bossy too.
Quickly, Harry, eat the chocolate.
My mother, my grandmother.
Your chocolate frog rebelled the window.
And all the chocolate frogs don't exist. What the fuck are you talking about?
Let me fix your broken glasses. I'm not wearing any.
Expecto Patronum. What the fuck is she saying? Harry, no, don't go, not Cho Chang! That's just racist, Enola. Shut up! Oh, very Sherlock.
Got a little bit silent,
of course.
He's checking every carriage.
Wonderful.
You have to help me.
No.
Get back in your bag. Why did you come out of the bag?
Yeah, just in the bag, you stupid twat.
Really do remind me of Michael.
He
had that same stare.
They're
allowed. I wish we still had trains like this.
I would love to do a whole, like, train thing.
Yeah.
Like, switching carts.
Oh, yeah. Do a bit where you crawl along the top of the carriage.
Oh, yeah. You do a little bit of a run.
Oh, yeah, and jump on the back.
Yeah, sword fight.
Paint your own.
Like, everyone got to have all that fun in the old days, and now we get none of it. Look at the hat and holding the bit of paper on the easel.
Oh, yeah.
I want one.
Don't go back. Stupid girl. Boy.
Enola, 11. Oh, there's some drama in the carriage. This is why, if you're hiding yourself in a bag, stay in your bag until
you reach your destination.
Definitely.
You're just pushing both out. Didn't think that through one, did you?
That was not going that fast before. Oh, it's tunnel.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, no. Oh. Sherlock did a train thing, didn't he?
Oh, he did.
Because he pushes her off in the Downey Jr. version. He pushes Jude Law's girlfriend off a bridge. And he's like, you've just killed my wife.
Yeah, but the train's going just...
Yeah, and then Stephen Fry's in the boat like, hello!
And he's not naked, or is he naked?
He's not naked in that bit. And he's waiting in the boat under the river and he's like, hello!
Yeah. And then Benedict Cumberbatch, there was a murder that happened near a train track. But I don't think he went on a train. Because it was in his contract specifically. He could not go on a train.
Yeah, it's actually an unknown fact that Benedict Cumberbatch is terrified of trains.
Very, very terrified.
He'll have a fit just thinking about a steam train. He can't watch the beginning of Harry Potter.
He can't. It's just the combination of trains and steam. He's not a fan of steam either because
no,
it works
through
his hand.
Yeah. Big slurps.
I wonder which part of England they're in because that looks like a place we would know.
Italy.
Middle Earth.
Do you trust me? No, you just left me to die.
This isn't Aladdin. Stop throwing that line around. That's copyright. Yeah.
Do you trust me? A whole new
If
world.
Anyone's decided any movie, I'm like, rip off. Stop Aladdin.
Neither.
Just go for it.
I would trust the little boy. Why is it always a man in a bowler hat?
No, never trust a man in a bowler hat.
Or a man in a cravat.
Oh yeah, I do like a cravat.
A cravat and a bowler hat.
What about if I wore a cravat?
You're not a man.
That'd be alright.
It's only a man in
a
cravat.
I want a cravat.
If you have a cravat and a bowler hat, does that counteract the untrustworthiness?
Ooh,
or does it make
know.
You double evil?
I feel like it's too obvious then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, and you just become a caricature.
Yeah, you just draw attention to yourself.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
Gouda's now licking the caramel off me.
This is why you always have a dog when you're eating snacks.
That's the only reason why I got a dog, it's just it's a hoover, essentially.
Yeah. You don't have to clean anymore.
Look at him in his bowler hat. I feel like I've seen him before as
why
well.
Why hasn't his hat come off?
Yeah, it's not
he's on the
off.
Outside of a train.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why the bowler hat's a good choice, because there's less wind resistance.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's why. It's like a dome. Perfect. Like, it's made for train travel.
Yeah. I feel like Sherlock would know, because he'd have worked out the angles.
Yeah. Look at his jaw.
He's worked out the angles of his own jaw. Yeah. Been like, this is the right one.
He's like, I shall only ever look at you at a 75 degree angle to get you the perfect shadow across all of my jaw.
Unless I'm trying to threaten you and then I'll angle it up like 30 degrees.
Angle up and to the left. Right, there's no sauce left now, you're just licking my jumper. She's even left money on my bedside table.
Money.
That's mine.
Cash. You've already abandoned her once, sir.
I'm asking that you don't abandon her again. She's abandoned you now. Who's watering those plants?
Well, I know there's a lot of plants.
Fake and real.
I'm guessing that maid lady who I totally know from somewhere. Like,
yeah.
I don't remember.
She's not been watering those ones, though.
Do you know you've entirely ruined phase 3 of my plan?
Phase what?
Phase 3.
Is she given the fact she's a girl now?
I guess so. A hat, because she wasn't wearing a bowler hat, so it's obviously fallen off.
Yeah.
And he's seen the hair.
And now she's revealed her breasts.
Yeah.
And I am undercover, so forget I told you that piece of information.
Undercover working for him?
Undercover from him.
Hence why you're dressed as a boy.
Hence why you are to say nothing.
You just told a Viscount of a fake place.
And why was he hiding in a bag? Are we going to ask that question? Yeah. Was it just to get on the train for free, or was he also...
It was to hide from the bowler man.
Thank you.
But why?
But why on the train?
Yeah.
Thank you.
For what?
I know.
Fucking men.
What dick? He looks so gormless.
Yes.
His mouth's just open. Ugh. All the flies is catching with that. Especially in that weather.
Look at this British countryside. It's beautiful.
We should think about eating soon.
Oh, this Italian countryside.
Yeah. It's too sunny.
It's way too sunny.
Arctium lapa, which you'll know as burdock. Very tasty.
I mean, that looks like a field of wheat.
That is just long grass. It's a meadow.
Theresa May's coming through the top.
Any minute.
She's going to come through.
She's going to do some frolicking.
Running. Yeah, it's a frolic through a field of wheat, isn't it?
Have you seen that meme with that guy? And he's like, why no one ever tell me about frolicking? You all ever frolicked before? It's amazing. And he's just like...
Fine.
Why has she got nude lipstick on?
When she's trying to be a boy.
I'm not entirely an idiot.
It has to be all a fever dream because she's addressing the camera and cameras don't exist
exactly,
yet.
Yeah. She's breaking the fourth wall and talking directly to us, but she doesn't know we're here.
Yeah.
Or does she?
I don't know.
I'm being paranoid now.
So am I. Oh, her name just came to my head and it went.
Fuck. Did she get a letter?
Of course you will.
My head keeps saying she's called Olive, but she's not.
Oh no, it's definitely not Olive.
She's not an Olive.
You thought you had to shop it like that. Very different to mine.
Who taught you about flowers and herbs?
My father.
I never really knew my father.
I thought you were going to say your father was very different to mine. Mine's dead.
Mine's dead.
Mine is flowers and leaves.
I would have definitely gone with a dead badger up
there. It was a perfect moment.
Yeah. I'm only allowed to make one a month, though. I overuse it. It's classic
maybe
comedy,
she's
though.
She's saving hers up for, like, yeah. Christmas, and then she's going to bring them all out. 12 in one go.
Yeah. 12 dead dad jokes of Christmas.
You should do that one,
yeah. Yeah, I'm going
to
do it.
You really have to save them up for
it.
Year.
I'll do it this year. Just cut off some of his hair.
What?
I feel like maybe he asked for it, but...
What?
Cut off some of my hair.
Maybe he wants to... Maybe he's not been able to cut it for a while.
Oh, that's why it looks so ungodly, unkempt.
Yeah. Just about to take my seat. He's got some grays. I have these
ideas. It does. About how we might progress the estate. So my family
was set on me joining the army and then going overseas. Oh, he didn't want to join the army.
He didn't want to do that blokey
but
bullshit.
But they'll shave your head in the army.
They will.
If you want a haircut. Every second of the rest of my life.
Why would I laugh at that?
Oh, she's looked at his lips. That's key. That's snogging time.
She's into it.
He looks more like a girl.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing, but...
They could swap, do a swap lives.
Oh, they totally could. Whoa. And he can live alone learning archery in the house and she can join the army.
Yeah. And become Mulan.
Yeah. It's very Mulan.
Yeah. Do it.
Shall we stick together?
I'll show you where to stick something. That's not as me, I'm not a pedo. I feel like he is over 16, but...
Yeah, and she's 16.
Yeah.
But this was America.
Do you think he was getting turned on? He was like, ugh, pull the hair. Oh, I think maybe he was like trying to look different so the bowler hatman wouldn't find him.
Oh, that's also smart.
I mean...
Look at that bustling city.
Yeah.
Is it London?
I feel like I saw Tower Bridge.
London. There's some geese in the street.
London?
They dip their feet in tar.
That's not London.
To make little shoes.
Yeah. This is the worst pie in London. She did not cut his hair that well with a rock.
You're supposed to have forgotten that name. Then you'll have to find another.
Oh, he's living with the sheep now.
I'm a sheep man now, Enola.
He just curls up and he's like,
meh.
The perfect disguise. They're going to meet again.
They're going to have to meet again. They've made too much of a point about it.
The beating heart of England.
Mother Where?
London.
These are the worst pies in London.
She's in it. Oh, that's what she's doing. She's up in the pies.
She's like, oh, fuck it.
She's met Swanton.
She's going to go back to her one true love and open a pie shop. Mrs. Lavitt had a pie shop.
Of music,
I feel like we need news callers again.
Yeah, man.
Imagine if they did it now, just like, pandemic!
Still a pandemic.
Oh, he's got missing posters.
The County of Tewkesbury. More excited than in the country. You still get those people.
No.
And you get the ones that are just reading the Bible.
Yeah. This is a scandemic! This virus is not real!
Take off your masks!
They're just trying to control us!
Next, they'll take our pants.
Would you wear pants on your head, son? No!
The Pall Mall Gazette. A fine newspaper.
No one anywhere.
Bare bottom!
Why are they not trying to find the mum
or
the missing
sister?
Kids? Are they just in a gentleman's club?
There's no stripper. The
Marquis case. A classic Victorian gentleman's club.
Oh.
One for actual gentlemen.
Just no woman in the corner showing her ankles. Ooh, that'll be a tenner. Or shilling.
They're all like, oh my. That was too much for me.
Oh, she once took it above the knee.
No.
I wanted to take her home and spank her bare bottom. Oh!
She wouldn't get a bare bottom out.
A bare bottom.
Spank her on the back of the knee.
Oh, with my cane. My flitch. What's it called? The little stick of reeds.
Ooh.
Is that called a flitch?
I don't know.
A switch? Is it a switch?
A switch.
That's where you hit people with, isn't it?
Psh, I've heard of a switch.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not the Nintendo.
Let me just get my Nintendo Switch out. And beat you on Mario Kart.
That's where her mother is. She's on the Rainbow Road.
He's been on the Rainbow Road.
It is. He's still on the Rainbow Road. Look at his eyes.
There's
one thing this country
doesn't need. It's more. And he obviously doesn't do drugs because he's got a moustache and that'll get in the way.
Yeah. You don't want all your coke just sticking in your
mustache.
Exactly,
that just strains it all out, yeah. And you just breathe no more.
Yeah. He also said, I've got the best police in
He's
London.
Pies.
These are the best pies in London!
She's eating a pie!
Yeah! Got these from Mrs. Lavitt's pie shop.
I don't know where she's getting it all in this meat storage. And I shall respect it. But you don't look like you will. You don't smell like you will. Ooh.
Do you have anywhere I can dress?
Is it because you thought she was a boy?
I think so.
In the back.
Oh, she bound her chest. Clever.
The corset. A symbol of repression. To those who are forced to wear it. But
yeah.
For me, who chooses to wear it, the bust enhancer and the hip regulators will hide the fortune my mother has given me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Smart.
They will make me look like that truly unlikely thing.
I feel like that's what I would be like.
I am a lady.
A lady.
You have to go to school, Enola. But I don't want to go to a finishing school, Mycroft.
Well, what else are we going to do with you?
You're a girl! Oh, come on. Seriously?
That does look fiddly.
Yeah. Must take a long time to get ready in those days.
Mm. Where'd she get those earrings from?
Did she just pierce her own ears while she's in there? Hardcore.
She's like, oh, I've just created a child.
You're gonna get mugged.
Yeah.
Within 10 minutes.
You're not gonna be able to run away on a train.
No.
Ooh. Do you need a brothel?
It's a place for the destitute and that.
Looks like they do backstairs abortions.
Definitely.
Oh, there's a rat.
Classic London rat.
These are the worst rats in London!
They give me some pies, love.
It's lovely.
Rat pie!
She's gonna get mugged. Like, you saw the people in that place.
Yeah, she picked the most ornate dress.
Got some peace
and she's staying in her shovel.
And she's 16. Oh, we're playing with Scrabble again.
Possibly phase 4. Possibly phase 6. I've entirely lost count. To find my mother.
I thought that was the whole thing.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Save a cipher in every newspaper she might read.
What?
Thank you, my chrysanthemum. Are you blooming? Send Iris, please. Iris means message. Now, how to disguise them? Mother can untangle anything, so I need to make it most devious.
I thought she wanted them to find it.
I placed it in the personal advertisements column of the Pall Mall Gazette, which my mother seldom missed. Plus the magazine of Modern Womanhood and the journal of Dress Reform.
Time to expose the ankles!
Oh my.
Not the brothel.
This gentleman seems to be getting a lot of attention.
Well, he's a blooming marquis.
Is that how you say it?
I thought it was like a marquis.
Yeah, I thought you didn't say the S. I thought it was like a French word.
Marquis. You say it exactly how it's spelled.
It was wrong of me to look quite like a prostitute, and entirely wrong of me to have memorized it. But when growing up in the countryside, there is little excitement.
I've got an itchy ankle.
Don't expose that.
Oh, I won't expose it. I keep slipping down.
The surface is terrible.
She only bought one dress, though.
Yeah.
Look, there she is again, that girl wearing one dress.
How do you sit down in those dresses with the big ass?
I don't think you're allowed.
Oh. Fair.
Yeah. You're a woman, you're not allowed to sit. You have to be standing in the kitchen. They're bonking.
Noisy bloody women.
Noisy bloody women bonking. Oh, shit. Not bonking.
Women doing karate.
Secret upstairs karate.
Good afternoon. You wanted to be recruited? No. I'm looking for Eudoria Valet Holmes.
Eudoria?
She knows her.
Enola?
I knows you. I knows you, Enola.
Why are you dressed like a powder puff?
It's a disguise.
You look a bit of a...
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't. Yeah.
You recognise me? Of course I do. I was your first teacher. Don't you remember?
No. Kiss. She could not have done that in all that dresses.
No, you can't even sit down in that dress.
Yeah.
You're alone? In London?
Alone? Enola?
Yes. Alone?
There was a useless boy, but I've rid myself of him.
There always is a useless boy.
He'll be back.
He'll be back. Like before.
She's been hiding all her life. She wants to stay hidden. She will.
But why?
And besides,
also, if Enola, if she was her teacher, why didn't Enola remember her?
Yeah.
Another CR sign that this is just a fever dream.
And I will, not to bring race into it, but that's the first black person we've seen.
Yeah, so exactly.
I feel like she would remember the only black person she's ever met in her life.
Yeah.
So, we're all agreed?
That's why she can remember. Look, she, even in that circle, she's the only black woman there.
Yeah.
Or any person of colour at
she's
all.
She's going to be the only person of colour in this entire movie.
Help you.
Yeah.
You can, but you won't.
Remember.
There must be like a group. Like a group of where women are trying to... Oh! She got you good and all her. It's good to be landing on that bustle. Are you fuck doing that in that dress?
The corkscrew.
To the teacher.
Yeah. The teacher has not become the master.
Jiu-jitsu.
Oh, is it like women protective, like thing?
So you don't get Jack
mugged.
The Ripped.
Yeah, Rip, yeah, Ripper.
Jack the Ripped.
You don't get ripped.
Jack
you don't,
the Ripped.
You don't get ripped by a Ripper.
But don't do it because you're looking for someone. Do it because you're looking for yourself.
Whoa. Whoa. I didn't think we were watching Eat, Pray, Love today.
Turns out every movie.
All movies.
About a woman.
I was going to say, all women movies are just Eat, Pray, Love. We watched Cadaver, that was just Eat, Pray, Love. Literally, eat, pray, love, die.
Probably more literally than the real Eat, Pray, Love, which I kind of feel like we should have watched now.
Yeah, I feel like we should have watched Eat, Pray, Love.
Maybe on the next cycle.
Yeah.
It's the way of the game.
The game is afoot.
The bank midnight. My mother is rather a fan of what games. What games? She made me read every book in Ferndale's library.
Bank men met. The embankment.
Oh.
That wasn't a super hard puzzle,
huh? No.
Entangled
her. Bethnal Green.
I've been to Bethnal Green.
Bethnal Green?
Aye. Bethnal Green.
I've never been, but I've heard about it.
It's a place.
Yeah.
Ellie Houseman.
Ellie Houseman.
Ellie Houseman. House.
London. Alien
house. She's got the power. She's got autism. Like Sherlock. She's got the autistic Sherlock powers.
Because it's not modern times, it's not doing it like a text. But it's the same thing.
I don't think her mum would count on the fact she'd be able to all remember that small details from the map.
Puzzles like this, and I was like, it could go so wrong.
Yeah, she could have gone to Ellie Bousman's house.
Exactly, and been straight up murdered.
Yeah, in Burbie Herb Lane.
Yeah, everyone knows Burbie Herb Lane.
Yeah, everybody's been there. Isn't that what Sherlock lives in the film with Robert Downey Jr.?
Oh, we're going to Baker Street.
I don't know, but it just looks like the same set.
It does look the exact same set. There's Mary at that fight.
Yeah, yeah. And then he comes out hiding as a different man with the and he goes to the carriage with the nose on.
It's totally.
Yeah, your mum is counting on you being super autistic for this.
Yeah. if she just didn't notice one thing.
Like the purple ribbon. Or did you see the bruise shed on her shin to symbolise bruising?
She was in a
fight. Yeah.
They thought about this. Lots of Chinese writing.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Science.
Try to be excited, not disappointed at the possibilities of something new.
Is it that scene in Sherlock where do you know where they find out that the roses have been poisoned? I'm going mostly by the Robert Downey Jr. films now.
Yeah.
In the greenhouse bit.
Yeah.
And then that big man comes.
Yeah.
With the bowler hat.
Oh my god.
Is your mum just a suffragette?
Basically, the purple ribbon. She's in some sort of plot.
The gunpowder plot. But the suffragette version.
I was going to say, that wasn't the suffragette.
It might have been
but
the whole time.
There's some gunpowder.
Maybe, what's he was, Guy Fawkes is just the... Guy Fawkes. Like, that's why it's called Guy Fawkes. It was actually run by the suffragettes.
He was just the guy who
He was just the guy that fawked it out.
it said at the bottom there, but I didn't read it. It said the dynamite plan of...
Yeah, see, they're just doing a Guy Fawkes.
Yeah, they're just going to blow up.
For women's votes.
Yeah. Probably not the best way to go around it. But
and that's,
that is.
He was called Guy because he was a man, and he was called Fawkes because that's the name of the Phoenix in Harry Potter.
Yes.
That's why.
I understand now.
The new, like, the Harry Potter was before Guy Fawkes.
Yeah.
And the gunpowder plot because England's based on Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's our history.
Yeah.
That's if you are into Harry Potter and you dress up, that's basically cultural
appropriation. That is cultural appropriation. If you're dressed as Hermione.
Yeah. Like, that really offends me.
I dressed
you draw a little scar on your face.
Oh, don't do that. You have to earn that.
You do.
Yeah.
That's how there we travel tattoos.
She's getting mugged now.
She's dressed too nice.
It's the man in the bowler hat. Oh, I do know him!
Yeah, he's got...
He's in Game of Thrones!
Oh, and I've not seen Game of Thrones.
He's in Game of Thrones.
Oh, who would that be?
Are you going to kiss him?
So this is modern times for him?
Yeah.
We won't have separate ways!
That's true.
Yeah, she can't give me any more information.
I've not seen him! I have nothing to do with him!
That's a shame. Cut his hair, then.
I feel like this is quite erotic.
Yeah. He's enjoying that too much.
Yeah.
Put my hands around your white throat.
Your little white throat. Maybe he's Jack the Ripper.
I bet Jack the Ripper had a bowler hat.
And I bet he looked like that. Fake death.
She's totally dead.
She heard.
It takes a long time to drown someone. That's a fact.
How'd she know the camera was going to be in
Why
there?
Why did she do a little smile and a wink when she was trying, you know, pulling her breath?
Because she knew the camera was in the bottom.
She's insane.
Just like her brother.
There's a fire there if you want to get
dry. Yeah, I was going to say, you'd be pretty cold right now.
This is London.
Granddad's education word of my mother. We'd start with history. She always said that historical perspective is the only way to begin a day. Then we'd lunch. And I'd work on my physics. Then after lunch, I'd focus on fitness.
Goddamn!
Followed by fight combat.
It's like her mum knew this was going to happen to her.
Yeah, mum's planned this whole thing. This is like the exam before she has to leave the house.
Exactly, before she turns 16.
Yeah, while you're training to use.
Yeah.
And then you may leave. That's why Sherlock and Mycroft are looking for her because they had to do it.
Yeah, they had to do it and that's why they hurt the mum.
It's like that Australian thing where you have to go out into the bush.
Oh, like the Aboriginal thing.
Yeah. You go into the bush for her boy.
Yeah, or like when those dads drop their elderly sons up in the woods and they have to make their own way back from Alaska.
Yeah.
Eating bears.
And you just gotta wait, like, they'll figure it out.
Yeah. And then if they don't come back, they're not worthy.
Yeah. It's meant to happen.
Yeah, then you have five more kids.
So you get one that figures it out.
Gets one that works.
Get one that was worth it.
Was it worth it? Was it worth it? Dibba down and reverse it. Burr burr ba da 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 da. Oh, she did a little come on hand then.
She did. She's getting sexy.
Very sexy. Sexy Jackie Chan.
Jack the Ripper's never had to deal with it.
Jackie Ripper. Jackie Chan Ripper. She just did the corkscrew. You can't do the same move in one minute.
She's got one move.
And he saw it coming.
He's read that book and he's like, she's going to corkscrew me. I'll just kick her in the face.
Oh, but he got her in the room. The purple room.
He's got a knife.
He's got his knife in his sock. Just like Jack the Ripper.
I got some knife.
Wait, she's already been in the room.
Ooh, I bet he stabs a barrel of gunpowder and then she somehow sets fire to it.
She breathes fire like a dragon.
Oh my god, yes.
She's actually a secret dragon child.
Oh,
end of film.
So he stabbed her.
But she's got the corset.
Oh, it hit the whale bone. Thank you, whale. Don't show him.
That's whale bone. I'll just accept death.
She'd have pretended he'd actually stabbed you.
Yeah. She's already faked death though.
Well, yeah, can't do that twice.
Your brother's already done the whole firework in the greenhouse.
No, same scene.
Yeah. Who is that?
Why is he just? I bet he's someone super famous.
Like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, he's just in it for 2 seconds.
Oh, was that the Marquis?
I thought for a second he might be, and then I was like, why is he wearing
his got a wig
to himself with that, like, turban?
Gaudy wig. Well, he wasn't the brightest, was he?
Well, that's true.
When I was a child, I cut my knee open trying to save a sheep from the cliff edge.
Well, it could have been worse.
And we killed and ate the sheep.
It was delicious.
Mother was angry.
I mean, I'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah.
Very angry.
She'd be delicious.
It is good to care for the vulnerable, but not if it means risking your life. Sometimes you have to let nature
put some rubbing alcohol on it.
Yeah.
It's gonna sting.
Spitting cork.
The truth is, I did not ask for the Viscount Tewkesbury Marquess of Azawether in my life. I did not want the Viscount Tewkesbury Marquess of Azawether in my life.
But he is.
So why do I feel responsibility for the Viscount Tewkesbury Marquess of Azawether?
Because you fancy him.
That's totally it.
There are those that want to hurt him. And he has not the strength to stop them.
And also they tried to hurt you, so now you're involved.
Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't have been involved.
She would have me leave him. He is foolish.
Yeah, exactly.
Proud and utterly ridiculous.
So you love him.
You know more about him than you should for one night.
He's on the edge of a cliff.
From half an hour. Oh, he's the sheep.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, don't give up with him. Your mum's more important. You don't know what's happened to her. You know he's just milling about somewhere.
You could get your mum, and then your mum could help you find him, and she'd probably be the best.
What are you gonna do, like, on your own, with a Viscount?
Yeah, he's an idiot kid. You've just said he's an idiot. You'd have to drag him around with you now.
Exactly.
He's gonna get you into trouble. Well, that's a lot of service.
Where's the bowler hat man come into it? I like the word dowager.
Dowager.
The dowager.
The dowager.
Where did you get that outfit and that carriage?
She's got lots of water cash.
I know, but like, it can't be that much, surely.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And there's no better disguise than fear.
I think that's sadness.
Yeah, that was a bit.
Miss May Beatrice
Post. Oh, he was weird looking.
Yeah, because I can't do a Facebook check to make sure she's telling the truth.
Tis I.
For the Lady Tewkesbury, Marchioness.
What did we ever do without Facebook?
I feel like I would have done a bit of makeup, like, make myself look different.
Yeah. I'd have maybe put some eyeliner on and then cried so you'd have a tear mark.
Or a bit of like purple eyeshadow under the eye to make it look like bags.
You're not slept because you're so sad.
Or make my face a bit more gaunt. That looks like it'd be cold.
Yeah. I used to think that with all these big fancy houses.
Yeah.
Freezing. It's like a warehouse.
Mm.
I believe I can help you.
You are a reporter for one of those dirty newspapers.
I am a lady detective.
Please leave.
I am a lady detective.
We're all lady detectives.
Don't drop your brother. Name drop.
Please
I'm his assistant.
Sister.
Sister.
He sent me ahead of time from early ground.
Sherlock Holmes is interested in our case.
No, I am.
Yes.
And he's sent along a widow to police his path.
Very good issue to take.
Does she look like she's old enough to be a widow?
I know.
Are you dumb?
Widowhood doesn't impact my...
Maybe Sherlock, Mycroft, and Enola are just average intelligence, and everybody's just fucking dumb.
One of them, like, Sherlock stumbled upon a dead body.
Yeah.
That was missing.
Yeah.
He just found it because he was drunk in the woods.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I found this missing guy. And they're like, oh my god,
oh,
he's
what
amazing.
Genius. How did you do it?
He just made something up. Like, oh, I found this track in it. And knew he liked bees.
Yeah, yeah. He looked at his coat. We were just doing. He was like, oh, sorry, rolled in the dirt.
Ask me three questions about him and I'll ask you three. We'll discover who knows him best, shall we? Enough. This is circus is not appropriate for Basil Weather.
Basil Weather.
Basil Weather.
The Hound of...
Oh, he's Lestrade!
Ah, oh, Lestrade! Hey, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
I
don't care if you're... Bowler hat.
Bowler
but
hat.
He's not wearing it.
Policeman.
He's not wearing it, which means he's not evil.
You can tell he's a policeman because he's got mutton chops.
Yeah. And a baton.
A bat hole.
Oh, wait, she has to leave too.
Me too.
Yeah.
Bye.
I was going to say something, but I forgot. Before we realised it was Lestrade. What were we talking about?
What were we talking about? I can't remember.
Black shag.
Oh, how Sherlock and Mycroft are actually...
Oh, yeah, they were just average.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I was going to say, though.
Damn, I remember it as well.
I feel like I was just going to say something silly. Maybe I was just going to sing a song. Scrabble.
How do you know Sherlock Holmes?
Chess. But only with a worthy opponent.
Lestrade.
I like Lestrade, just that little ginger man.
Yeah. He seems like he's actually good at his job in this.
Yeah.
Grizzly. He's a grizzly man.
Who do you think that is?
I'll pay you £5 to swap clothes with me.
No.
You can use my dress if you prefer not to.
Does she? You can look up my dress.
He's
he was outside the lodge. Am I right?
Can never get him inside.
Where would he go?
What's the? Is it Baslewood Hall?
Basil Weather.
Yeah. As everybody knows, it was originally owned by Basil Brush, the Lord Viscount of the UK.
Tewkesbury.
Of Tewkesbury. He was also the Mayor of London at one point, Basil Brush.
Perhaps you could join me for tea.
Friend of Robin Hood.
Yeah.
He's also a fox.
Yeah. Foxworth.
Foxworth.
Yes,
but that's Flowers in the Attic, Foxworth. I'd love to see a fox version of Flowers in the Attic. That's just nature.
That's probably more realistic, actually. Yeah.
That's just nature. Kits in the Borough.
I know my brother would be delighted to...
What's she showing him a tin pot?
Gonna threaten him with the tea?
You see? We can both hurt each other.
Ooh, sexy.
I hope she knows
that
I can hurt you.
I can hurt you in ways you don't even know.
My words
and my bare bottom. You see, he already knew.
Oh,
he's just waiting for Enola to...
He found a thing in the...
Oh, yeah, he's going to ruin the clues.
Oh, maybe she's left clues for each one.
Oh.
So he's found those ones, because Enola would never find those. And then Mycroft's found his own.
Mycroft, she's just going to fucking not do anything.
Yeah,
yeah.
But like they've all got their own
path
thing they're really good at that the other ones can't do.
Do you think she's
then,
just
they'll combine
like Power
together, Rangers.
Yeah, and they'll make an ultimate home.
Yes.
The ultimate homes.
The ultimate a house. They'll make a house.
They'll make
a
house. A house is not a home.
And then they'll start solving medical mysteries.
They will, and then it turns into.
Educate me as to why.
What's he called? The House. No, not the, what's the guy who plays House?
Oh, Hugh Laurie.
Yeah, my head kept going, Gene Wilder.
That would be amazing.
That would be so good.
I love Gene Wilder.
But dressed
so
as Willy Wonka.
I'm a doctor.
No! When he's just slamming the desk.
He just gets to the patient who's like flatlining and just drops himself and then he falls and rolls and gets back up.
And gets back up.
And starts doing CPR. Yeah.
And then he's like, it's all a lie. And then just pulls out like a cough drop and he's like, just a strange. And they're alive. And then he shows them quick pictures of snakes. Yeah. And he's like, oh!
Chickens get their head cut off.
Traumatized.
There's no earthly way of knowing.
I feel like we've missed a bit.
I feel like, yeah. Because I just thought Sherlock wasn't getting involved, and now he is, but yeah. I don't know why.
I was going to show you, like, he'd have to, because it's Henry Cavill. Cavill? Yeah, Savile.
He wouldn't pay for him.
Yeah.
Henry Savile.
Jimmy's lesser known brother. Man detective. Look at his sympathetic eyes and chiselled bone.
He's very serious.
He's very serious, but sexy.
I always thought Sherlock was more playful.
Yeah.
Not Henry Cavill's Sherlock.
No. He's very serious. Is he young?
Where's Watson?
Yeah, where is Watson?
Making me sad.
I feel like it's about the Holmes.
But he's not Holmes without Watson.
The home is not a house without Watson. Oh, it's Lestrade, so he's gonna...
Lestrade. I don't know why I have to say that every time.
That's why Mycroft said, I've got the best police. It was Lestrade, so obviously he doesn't have the best police.
Yeah, Sherlock's better than Lestrade, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
A mind sharp as a tack. And what she knew of Sherlock, she knew a great deal.
Because they're related.
And the sycophant, how very exciting.
Why are you shaving his bald chin?
Yeah, there's no hair there. Like, I know you want to get it before it...
Gross.
Too noticeable when it's not there.
Been engaged in trying to do so for a number of days.
What if he slips and gets his moustache?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
disgusting.
I don't have women in my family. I was not birthed.
I was removed like a tumour from the side of a tree. That's why my name is stupid. Is the fake name she gave going to be an anagram of something?
Oh, definitely.
Oh no, it was palsy, wasn't it? So what's palsy mean in that language of flower book?
Oh.
Is it going to mean like deception?
Something like that. Or clever.
Yeah. Clever deception.
My name means clever. Because I'm clever.
I'm clever.
She's a boy again.
Boy. Oh no, a log.
Let's. She's going to collect some mushrooms, trip, become Sherlock. I understand him.
What? Who's built, like, wind chimes this far out?
Oh.
Oh, because he's got a secret den.
Oh, this is where he's living.
Yeah.
He's got a tree house.
I mean, if a girl who's known him for 5 minutes has figured this out.
Yeah.
Unless his parents just didn't listen to him, which is also... horrible.
Maybe his parents are just humouring him and like, yeah, you run away.
Yeah, you go live in your tree house.
Oh, he's so independent.
Yeah. She opened that with her head.
Skills.
Yeah.
She looks a bit like Keira Knightley.
She does look very Keira Knightley.
It's been bugging me for a while when she's wearing this hat.
You like pain? Try wearing a corset.
Classic.
Classic. Her. Classic. Lots of references to other films and TV series in this podcast.
It's because we've been so knowledgeable.
Yeah. I don't know actress names or things, but I can do random quotes.
If the film's really good, then you just know the character. Yeah.
Bobby Brown! No. Millie Bobby Brown!
Yes!
Millie Brown! It. Millie Bobby Brown!
It's something like that.
Millie Bobby Brown! Millie Brown! Bobby!
I feel like Bobby's in it. Bobby Millie Brown.
That's her name! I'd get there eventually. I had to switch off my brain, so my like subconscious.
You had to think about Keira Knightley.
Yeah,
and you're like, obviously it's this.
Yeah. My subconscious had to figure it out.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Then I just shouted it out really loud.
Millie Billy Bobby Brown.
Wait, so this is all set up? I mean, you're already in London. Were you getting the Viscount in on this the whole time?
How did they know?
You magnificent Marquess of blooming Basilweather. And you're a cleverer boy than I perhaps gave you credit for.
It's not as stable as you think up there.
Who is that? Is it the Dowager?
Branches are extremely capricious.
Capricious?
You're extremely capricious.
Oh!
Oh,
it is the Dowager, I was right.
Weird.
We found it a few days ago.
Yeah, that proves my theory.
Yeah. They're just letting him be a boy.
They do know that he's there.
To your employer.
Oh. You've got your own plan there.
Remember?
Sherlock. You'll probably want to come by.
What did you say your name was?
May. May Beatrice Posey.
And how old are you, Miss Posey?
She's in the history, 22. Boys.
Yes.
I have to let the gardener go for lending you his
22.
No, I forced him. Tied him up. I know jujitsu.
It's very sexy. Let me show you the corkscrew.
Martial art.
Do it. Corkscrew the other thing.
Intriguing, Miss Posey.
Good.
Or should I say, Mrs. My condolences, by the way.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. She knows. She's the real Sherlock.
She was never married in the first place.
Imagine if she pulls her face off and it is Sherlock.
That would be so. Oh, no, Sherlock's been the mum the whole time.
Yeah.
Helen Bonham Carter's actually Henry Cavill.
The master of disguise.
And then Mycroft's the dad.
Oh my god, yes.
For the safety and security of the future of our country.
It is lovely here.
But you're probably one of
it's a standard wood.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty.
I've seen woody at woods.
Yeah, it's quite sparse.
Yeah.
How did they have more than one consecutive sunny day to film this?
I know.
It must be in Italy.
I was just thinking, like, it's not muddy.
Yeah.
Which means it's been dry for a while.
What? I thought she was going to whack her in the back of the head.
I can see much beauty.
Very sensible answer.
Is this going to be like a sexy old lady, younger woman
She's going to teach her some things.
Yeah, they're just going to teach her how to love.
If you herself. See my grandson...
It's like a Miss Havisham deal.
Tell him that I care about him a great deal.
Whoa, family, that care?
What?
That doesn't exist in the Victorian era.
He's a boy though, he can make them some money.
Oh yes. Produce heirs!
Oh,
heirs! Where'd she get that dress from? She only bought one!
And how is she doing her hair and getting washed?
She doesn't have a suitcase!
Did she just throw them away?
Oh, she's got that house, that flat, hasn't she? That sort of room.
Oh, yeah. She's not going back there. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care about the breed. Any flower will do.
What are you doing here?
Any flower.
Why are you passionate about flowers? Would you come to London?
Because I can be lost here.
And yet I found you.
And why have you done so?
Because I want to fuck.
You're here for the money. They've offered a reward.
Have they? I didn't know. Well, I must tie you up a claimant.
Oh, sexy.
Thousand guards, are you really so ridiculous?
I've got lots of money in my breasts.
I've come here because I've grown to like you more in your absence, and because, as it turns out, your life is still in danger.
Millie Bobby Brown!
Millie Bobby Brown.
That's it.
Really?
Millie Billy.
That is your question.
Bobby Billy Brown.
Millie Billy Bobby Billy Bob.
Millie Brown Boy. Billy Bob.
Millie Boy. B. Billy Bob.
I feel like Millie...
I can see how, like, Olive and Millie, like, it's the L and the R. There's still something
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Millie and Olive.
My brain works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, like, I can see the link there.
I'm like Sherlock Holmes with a serious head injury. The working connections, but very poorly.
Yeah, it's like everything's vaguely like sort of this, but not quite. Or his connections that only you would have.
Yeah.
No one else would like link those things. Missing girl.
£4?
Oh.
They didn't even make it a fiver.
Call me when it gets to 20.
Ooh, she's sassy.
She's back in her room.
But she's got a boy in her room.
Oh my goodness. I went up in the wardrobe. Your clothes are better all be in there.
Yeah.
If you've just been discarding them.
Not the bloomers!
The undergarments are on show. How disgusting.
Those bloomers are bigger than her whole body.
No, she could fit her head in each leg.
Be careful with that.
Is it because it has to go over the hip? Scenario.
So, I think it just go on like normal pants. On
the, like drawstring, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, really. There's just one size fits all.
Why do you keep all these old newspapers in our homes?
Stop using my full name like a weirdo.
My mother. I'm waiting for her.
You just that gormless look. I just smacked him.
She hasn't yet.
Message.
Why?
Ciphers.
Ciphers? Isn't how to clean a fish tank? Do fish tanks exist yet?
Oh.
Of course they have, because they had one at the beginning. No, they didn't. That was when we were watching Dawson's Creek.
I feel like they'd have like a... You could make a bowl.
Did they have... They'll have ponds.
Yeah.
Because koi ponds are like an ancient Japanese thing, aren't they?
I feel like they'd have like the skills to make a fish bowl, but a small one. But I don't think they'd put... together into tanks. They won't have sealant.
No. How would you? Maybe they just put them
sealant.
In a. Yeah. Maybe they just put them in.
They could
cups.
Glow like a goldfish.
Yeah, because they've got like a circle as that lampshade there.
Yeah. Or maybe they just kept them in like bathtubs.
Yeah. Or just glasses.
Or maybe they'd be like, why would you want a fish in your house?
Yeah, that's another mouth
that's
to feed. Yeah. Maybe it's a sign of wealth.
Like if they went into Dawson Creek's world, Dawson's Creek. His name isn't Dawson Creek.
Dawson Creek. His surname isn't Creek.
I'll make her some tea.
It'd blow their minds.
It would. She looked very pained.
So you genuinely believe my life's in danger?
Oh, she has that bit too.
Oh,
this is pretty decent. I'd live there.
I'd live there now,
yeah.
Forget the creepy guys outside.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
It's not dark. They sent a murderer.
Countless reasons.
Oh,
Vi countless reasons. Classic comedy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's got like four rooms.
So now you're saying you think they killed my father?
Yeah. I know. Yeah, there we go. I could have wrote this.
My father's death was caused by a botched burglary and it would have been easier to kill.
Botched surgery.
Oh my god.
Oh, there's a creepy gloved hand.
I found the branch that almost killed you.
Been cut. Oh,
cunt. Goodness. No, cut, not cunt.
Oh, she's so mad.
Is that Lestrade?
Oh, it is Lestrade. Oh, no, don't beat up Lestrade.
Why not the tea!
Behind the door?
Move the test.
Oh, he was hiding to catch the boy.
Yeah.
Not to hurt Enola. Granola.
Granola bones. The dog version.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing. Somebody make granola bones.
Please make granola bones.
And watch the shit out of them.
Yeah. But nobody speaks English barking.
Isn't there like a word, a cartoon where Sherlock Holmes is a rat or a mouse?
Basil the Great Mouse Detective.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Disney film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they need a dog version.
Yeah. Are they... Oh! I thought they were doing doggy! Your mum's right there! Kiss.
She's like, stop poking me!
Please! Just go, you twat!
He was not worth saving.
No.
Go back and save your mum.
It was another boy!
Now! You trust me!
breaking into my flat. I'm a,
I paid for these rooms.
I'm a 16-year-old girl.
He's worth more, but you give me greater pleasure.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a bit creepy.
Sexy.
You'll
give me greater pleasure.
He's worth more, but he's not more pleasurable.
Pleasurable in our lambs.
Let me touch it.
Let me slide in between that bodice.
But even your blessed mother made a match.
It's your mother too.
Your blessed mother was a bride.
It's your blessed mother.
Your blessed mother, you.
You to be happy.
No. You want you to be happy. You want me controlled. Because otherwise you think I will affect your standing.
You already have done immense damage. As has our dear and brother of ours.
Let me out.
I thought Minecraft was supposed to be like this really eccentric guy.
I don't know. The Stephen Fry one is. Yes. Oh, but then in the Benedict Cumberbatch one, does he work for Parliament or like.
Yeah.
He's quite serious, isn't he?
I still thought he was a bit weird though.
Yeah, because it's a guy from League of Gentlemen.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, what's his name?
My head keeps going
Mark
Lee Evans. Mark Gatiss, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's still a bit weird, isn't it?
He's still a bit weird. Yeah. He's got that woman that, like, is his assistant.
Yeah. And he's got, he goes to, like, gentlemen's clubs and that, and he does weird shit.
He's still, like, it's kind of all hinted at, but there's
Because he does, like, puzzles still. He does, like, Sudokus and that.
Yeah.
Well, the Victorian
version. Like he's got, like, that standing and that he's known and he's got to be serious, but he's got, like, his secret side.
Yeah, he's still a bit weird. But I feel like this one's just angry.
Yeah. He's just...
Like, I think even the Mark Gatiss version would let her fuck off.
Yeah. Like, here you go, figure it out.
Yeah, do what you want.
Have some fun.
Just don't blow up Parliament.
Yeah.
She's got a painting of herself.
Yeah.
That's true narcissism. That's like taking a selfie and framing it.
Just, I look great in this one.
This one captures me perfectly. Oh no, do you know those digital photo frames? It's like having loads of just selfies and that.
It's all just you.
That's
so you
having...
can like move the like background around your face.
That's like having your own oil portrait. Is that how you smell your own breath?
I feel like it is. Why are they dressed like nuns?
And most of all, untrained. Walk as we should. Eyes up, up, up.
I've tried to do that and I can't. My head's not flat enough.
But she had it on her sides, like.
Yeah. I could do that. I can cross stitch, no worries.
Can you cross stitch? Patience is a virtue.
I mean, I'd rather shit in my hands and clap.
Oh, they are gonna blink in unison.
I mean, I can use a soup spoon properly, but I can't eat that slowly.
No. Nice.
That would feel good. I would take like a week in the chokey for that.
Definitely, that's worth it.
What's the equivalent of the chokey in this?
In Victoria, you probably get just
lashings.
Yeah.
The chokey, for those don't know, is from Matilda. It's like a cupboard essentially with screws.
It's like an Iron Maiden.
I was gonna say it's like an Iron Maiden, but a cupboard. How come they've got the same lamp everywhere?
Yeah.
It's a very, is that like from the IKEA of the century?
Victorian IKEA. I don't know why I've decided it's Victorian times.
Yeah, I keep saying Victorian
as
well.
If you see anything that's set in the past in Britain, this era is always Victorian and then it's medieval. That's all we've got.
Well, I mean, it's most likely, like,
yeah.
The Queen Elizabeth II has only just become the longest reigning monarch.
And they've got, like, lamps and stuff, like there's been a bit of an industrial
revolution,
but nothing major's happened.
Yeah. We're definitely not up to King George, yeah?
No.
And we're definitely past Edwardian.
Yeah, so it's gotta be
it's gotta be, yeah.
That was a good 60 years or something.
Yeah, she was the longest reigning monarch until, like, the other year.
Until, yeah.
Because Queen Elizabeth took her.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are. She is dressed like Queen Victoria.
Yeah. I feel like we've seen a picture of her in the back as well.
Yeah.
Why is she crying? I feel like we've missed a plot.
One day, when you're happily married with a pair of strapping boys.
Ugh.
Oh, no, that sounds horrible.
Yeah. Why can't I have girls to carry on the family line?
Why?
why? What if she's not happily married? What if she's just married?
That was happily married in those days.
Yeah, you're married.
Yeah. What be else? Happy about it.
Strap yourself into your corset.
Strap yourself in for the rest of the story. As an asthmatic, I don't want to know what it's like to breathe in those corsets.
Oh, I know.
As a fat asthmatic, what is that life?
You. It's nothing to move. Sherlock.
Sherlock. She trusted him. He's going to break her out.
He's got a plan, yeah, he's Sherlock.
He always has a plan. There's that lamp again.
My goodness, I'm going to buy one. It's got to be.
Mm-hmm. Is that Queen Victoria?
Do you reckon, like, period films are more expensive to make because they can't do product placement?
I don't know, probably. And you'd have to have all that shit made.
Yeah. And it's like you can have, like, a Pepsi, I don't know, tea mug. Yeah,
to pay for the film.
Mug?
A Pepsi tea mug.
I'm sorry, Prin. It's American tea mug. It's got Pepsi on it, that's why
Pepsi,
it's wrong.
Pepsi tea mug.
Sherlock's holding a magnifying glass.
How fit. He just always looks really sexy. Like, I'm not attracted... Well, I am a little bit attracted to him now.
But he doesn't have a bad angle.
Yeah, he always looks like he's modelling for the next catalogue.
Yeah. In a jumper.
Yeah. Like a cable knit.
Yeah.
It's that little curl.
You could do, like, you know, like a sort of sailor. Not sailor, but like a fisherman.
Yeah, garb.
One of those raincoats and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, serious.
And he's got, like, a net over his shoulder.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Me? Fishing?
Been away at sea for a few days.
Been in the... Have you been to the Bermuda? I have.
Sweaty. Humid.
It's that perfect little curl right at the front. Yeah. So placed.
I bet he hates it. I bet he's like, this darn curl. And like, no! That's what makes you you.
The curl makes me so handsome. I hate it!
It's actually in charge. It decides where he goes.
Yeah, it's like Remy and Ratatouille.
Yeah.
Reference!
The curl is like, go to hell.
I'm here because I care for you.
But I don't care about you.
I just have to.
Being emotional. Mic drop.
Understandable but unnecessary.
You just sound just like her.
I wish I was Colin Firth. You know what to do in this situation.
Colin Firth also knows what to do in an English film. Yeah, if this was filmed in the early 2000s, it would be Hugh Grant and Colin Firth.
That, definitely. They'd be Sherlock and Mycroft.
Who would be who?
How did you know?
I feel like Colin Firth is a bit more strict, but...
Yeah, but I actually can't see Hugh Grant being Sherlock Holmes.
No.
He's the more comical.
Yeah.
We just Bridget Jones's Diary Day, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
That's just Bridget.
Yeah. Who would be... Millie Bobby Brown?
Who was young at that time?
A young English actress.
That's female. All I can think of is the About a Boy boy.
The one that was in Skins?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be the Viscount.
And the girl would be... Who did we have back then?
My head keeps saying Jennifer Aniston.
I think it's going to be British, though.
Martina McCutcheon.
Yes.
Even though she's not young, she's just in Love Actually. Oh.
Did we have any female actresses?
No. Not young ones.
No.
I'm trying to think of films that came out at that time.
Like, Keira Knightley's too old, even though she's Keira Knightley.
Yeah. I feel like they would have just made Keira Knightley pretend to be 16.
Yeah. She's in East is East.
She was in Bend It Like Beckham.
Bend It Like Beckham, that's what I meant.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's the same.
Film that I meant.
East to East, Bend It Like Beckham.
Yeah.
I get it. It's a hedgehog. You're like a typhoon.
In a tea mug.
In a Pepsi tea mug. How can we ask to speak in such a sexy register?
I know.
Nobody can control you.
Not even your mother.
No.
My
our mother together. Is she dead or what?
How did she die though?
I feel like we just talked all the way through it.
The same. Now she's walking away into a blurred out distance.
No, she's gone insane.
She's got a toy hedgehog.
Yeah, because Sherlock figured it out. Is she dead or did she die in the suffragette?
Or maybe she's got arrested.
Oh.
I said that in a cocky way. She's got arrested.
She's been arrested.
Young lord. Young lad still missing.
He's still missing.
Oh, that poor young lad.
Made into a pie. These are the worst pies in London. What?
Delivery, isn't it? Delivery.
What does he want?
Well, whatever it is.
Well, well.
It's going to be the kid, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's came in a bag and now he's come in a basket.
Classic.
Where's his knife? Come on, how have you not figured that out, Elena?
Elena.
That'd be a different film if she was called Elena. Ow.
Tewksbury.
Oh, I thought they were going to snog.
You're supposed to be helping me out. I'm getting in with me.
Oof.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, getting you, all right. Bare bottom. Oh, they keep getting closer.
So, I thought we'd go out the same way I came in.
If they were making this, like, modern day, I'd be wearing a leather jacket.
Definitely.
And they would have just fucked.
Definitely.
In the basket.
No, 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 help me up. Miss Harrison, she will see right through you.
I feel like in total they spent, like, 3 hours together.
Yeah.
But they're so in love.
And she's going to have a pair of strapping young legs.
Strapping young legs.
Oh, I looked away, then I looked back and she was right there.
She asked if we had any ideas.
I don't.
I freaked out because she looked me in the eye and I was like, oh.
Do you think the Viscount's like, who the fuck are you talking to?
Yeah, please stop doing that.
Stop talking to the... Is there a ghost?
Oh, do you ever watch Fleabag?
No, I keep meaning to watch it because I know you really like it. Yeah.
But there's like, because she's on the side of the camera.
Mm.
Who are you? Have you permission to be in this school?
I'm a Viscount.
Oh, maybe...
I was just delivering.
He should have stayed in the basket.
Yeah. They should have just shuffled.
Definitely. Look at his Zac Efron hat.
Yeah. Zac Efron would be the, like,
in the
2010
one.
American version.
Yeah.
And Zendaya.
Well then, is this for you?
Just don't open it.
I'm gonna open it up. Let me see what's inside.
I can't. So I was given express instructions that this be open in private.
No, ridiculous.
I'm going to buy my employer at this.
Sherlock Holmes.
Mycroft Holmes.
Oh.
Ooh.
Brother Twist. He invented the school.
Girls.
She's got a thing for Mycroft.
She does. Girls. How's she going to lift that up?
Mycroft.
It's mine. Croft.
They're going to fight.
Rude.
I bet they're gonna look inside.
What are you waiting for? A tip?
Yes.
Go on, be gone.
Never eat yellow snow. my.
The Hogwarts houses.
There's Gryffindor in the middle. Ravenclaw's at the top left. She's not got very far, has she? Unless she's run out.
She's in there and she's gonna pounce like a zebra.
Yeah. Gift from Mycroft is an empty basket. The gift was the basket.
Yeah. Can't it just be the basket?
It's a very nice basket.
Why does it have to have something inside?
You can fit many an orange in there.
You could put your dirty laundry in it.
Yeah.
Oh,
did she draw that so quickly? With no pen or paper?
In the darkness of the basket.
With no implements.
Skills.
Oh, I feel so free! Oh!
I've got my corset on though, so my tits are out.
Yeah, I can't breathe.
Well, that's some sort of steam car.
Yeah.
Definitely Victorian.
Yeah, Victorian was like the peak of steam.
They loved it.
Yeah.
All of us.
Except Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, yeah.
He's terrified of steam.
It was a bad era for him. That's why he hibernated until recently.
Yeah, he was born.
Pile of treasure.
He was born in medieval times, then hibernated.
He's actually a dragon.
Yeah, well, he was originally a dragon.
Yeah. That's why they put him in the Hobbit.
He slowly shrank to a person size. Then he shrunk too far and became an otter. And then he got a bit bigger and they invented steam.
He was cute as an otter, though.
Yeah. They invented steam, so he went into hiding.
Yeah. Sometimes I think he was happiest when he was an otter.
Yeah.
He didn't have anything to worry about.
He fucking likes rocks as well.
Yeah, he just used to, like, hug them.
Yeah.
Go to sleep with them.
He'd pick his favourite rock. What metal you truly
have. But you can't be an otter all your life. Risk.
Yeah.
But what matters? Your move, Enola.
Just gonna throw pieces on the floor.
Yeah.
What?
An injustice has occurred. It's time to right some wrongs. You want a culprit, find the motive.
What?
I don't understand.
What will you do to be inducted into the Lords?
I'm Viscount Tewkesbury.
Well, he's a Bolivian Marquis.
How would you have voted on the reform bill?
The same as my father, I'd be for it.
Who knew that?
I had these ideas, but my family was set on it joining the army and going overseas.
And who stands to gain the estate your father's dead if you die?
The man in the bowl and hut.
My uncle.
My sister-in-law has all the help she needs. Show her out.
Oh, him.
This is my uncle's doing.
Yes.
Doesn't it make sense?
Uncle with the ears.
Uncle ears.
He's more ears than man. He needs a bowler hat.
Is he called Ian?
I hope so.
I think if he wore a bowler hat, it would draw attention to his ears.
Yes, it took them in.
Yeah, to the top.
The sharks?
She's no Sherlock. Why are the ghosts?
Very slapdash.
The ghosts? No.
It's the haunting of blind men.
Yeah. These are the worst ghosts in London. I feel like it's the same building.
It is.
They've just coming and going to the same building.
Strong seashells. I was taught to watch and listen. I was taught to fight. This is what my mother made me for.
Don't think so.
Trust me.
But she didn't do any of that.
Find the answers
for me. Like, she could have been out solving crimes and kicking ass.
Maybe she is.
I hope so.
Yeah.
She better be.
We need to do this.
She's been kidnapped like a pussy.
Has she? Is that what we're landing on? She's been kidnapped.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, she's dead.
I think she's just sort of, fuck it.
Fucked off.
Time for a holiday.
Maybe the dad didn't really die and he fucked off to, like, Mauritius.
I reckon, because she's had Sherlock and Mycroft, and then she's had this one. So that's, like, maybe 30 years of parenting.
Yeah.
At least.
And then, because she's turning 16, it's definitely a come-of-age thing. And she's like,
yeah.
Look, you managed to live on your own. Have the house.
Yeah.
They're well to do.
I'm done raising kids.
I'm
going to
fuck off.
I'm going to go live my life now.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Because I didn't have a choice in any of this.
Yeah, because I'm a woman in the Victorian era.
Yeah.
I mean, I like you and everything, but I'm just going to go now.
Yeah, I just need to do my thing now. I'm done with you lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair dues to her.
Yeah, and she set him up with the set her up with the Viscount, so she won't be alone.
He won't be a Nola anymore.
Oh.
Run, Harry.
Run, Harry. Hermione. Hedwig.
It's Malfoy. He's got a gun.
It's Severus Snipe.
He's got a shooter.
He's got it in his bowlerette.
Was that a bathtub in the corridor?
No, it was a vase.
It was a big vase.
Why are those knights naked?
He's got a leaf.
No, behind the hub. Oh. Look, the bull art man. There's some, like, gladiator guys, but with no bottoms.
Weird.
There, look, behind him, over his shoulder. They've literally only got chest pieces on.
That's very pale and obvious as well.
Look,
those are some pasty
there's two.
Legs.
They don't have arms either. Was he in Game of Thrones? Yeah, he was. Can you hear that tapping? Is that part of the film?
I think it's in the film, but I don't know what it was. Oh no, it's because he shot that piece of armour and it was rocking.
Oh, rocking. I thought I was just going insane.
Or is it that? Because it's still happening. Oh.
Yeah, he's called Payne.
Payne.
Ian Payne or something like that in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Ian Payne. I know that name.
Maybe I made it up, though.
I feel like we're talking about this.
Yeah. Have you realised, Anora, that you can't wrestle him? He knows the book.
Yes. If you try a corkscrew...
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, you're just going to give him a corkscrew. Did you just give her a cunt pun?
He did. And he was going to fully smash her face in.
Yeah. Did you just give him, like, a Vulcan punch to the forehead?
Just... popped his eyes out.
Yeah. He doesn't trust her because she pretended to be dead before.
And this is why children fighting adults
yeah.
doesn't work.
Oh, is he going to garrote them with a gold
he's
chain?
He's got his chain out.
Jack the Ripper.
Lovely.
Lovely jubbly gold chain, chokey!
she's not dead.
Of course not. She's only bleeding from the ears. Eels! Think of the eels. Gonna watch your girlfriend die. Yeah, you just have a nap.
Yeah, it'll be over soon. Just close your eyes.
Just pretend you're dead. No, you just made a shit anagram out of your name.
It also means...
Ebola.
Elano.
It means.
Which is Spanish for friends.
Oh, that was a death.
Ooh. What a horrible way to go.
Yeah.
She's gonna need some therapy after
yeah. that. Yeah. It also means no lie.
No lie.
No Lee.
No Lee.
Which means Lee's not allowed in.
Yes.
She didn't read into that bit, did she?
Stay away from Lee's.
Yeah. If he turned out to be Lee Viscount, she'd have been like, oh, no thanks.
Yeah. Myself.
Mother Russia. England, you stupid.
Oh, because he doesn't like women to have votes.
Yeah.
He works for men.
Yeah.
Men.
Even though I'm pretty sure that Victoria is the queen.
Yeah. But that's different. Don't ask
no,
why.
It can't be. It must be after Victorian era.
Well, yeah, if it's suffragettes.
If suffragettes are on.
It must be a George.
Yeah. Is it... Who's the one before the queen's uncle? It must be him.
Is it still a George?
Or is that Charles the second... Charles the fifth?
I'm afraid so.
I don't know.
Does she know the whole time?
You want a job done. You have to do it yourself.
Oh my gosh, you're going to shoot him?
You're going to have to punch this old lady.
I don't want women to vote.
In London.
Women are silly. Frivolous.
With your uncle.
They don't know what they want at all. Look at me.
Looking for you.
I'm going to shoot my own cousin.
I don't know what
I mean,
I
grandson.
What am I even doing? I'm crazy.
I'm Miss Havisham.
I'm alone.
I'm so sorry, my darling. The future of the country is at stake.
Well, who cares?
Oh my god!
Whoa, I hope he's wearing a corset.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, what the fuck?
I thought this was a kid's movie. I didn't think they were going to straight up shoot a kid in the chest with their shotgun.
It's done.
Punch her in the face.
Kick her in the cunt. Punch her in the face, then kick her in the cunt. I mean, I don't think one vote would have mattered that much, considering there were so many people against it.
You need to target everyone. Or just, you know, go get some leaflets printed.
Yeah, just fight for your cause of not women, not wanting women to vote.
Get out there.
Yeah.
And spread the word.
Of nasty.
Don't shoot a child.
Your own grandson. But he was wearing a corset.
Oh, that whalebone. This is why we killed so many whales.
Ambiguous.
Ambig.
Ambergris.
I thought it was There's a bit in the Sweeney Todd film where that worm tail's like
Ambergris.
I thought it says ambergris.
Oh, maybe.
Ambergris.
Oh, he was wearing chainmail.
Oh, has he got some armour?
He's got to put some armour on.
How did he hide that under his? That's some slimline that child.
That was a quick change.
I didn't know they made armour that small.
Maybe that's why that suit of armour was missing so many pieces.
Shotgun.
I mean, you've got pretty involved in that now, Enola. You've just hugged him.
Should have had a corset though.
Oh, it was just a bit.
Oh.
He was just getting prepared.
Just a bit.
Oh, shit.
Now you get to beat up this old lady.
Let's kill her.
Shotgun.
Your time is over.
Oh, kill her! And then they become Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, I thought they were
going to
punch her.
Yeah, I would have decked her. I would have gone Clockwork Orange. Just started stomping on her.
Scotland Yard.
Who's going to believe two kids?
Exactly.
That have both been wanting, like...
And they're going to claim that this 90-year-old woman tried to kill them.
Yeah. And hire a hitman.
Henry. Henry Potter.
Gandalf.
You've been building quite a
everyone in Britain's surname is Potter.
Despite your best efforts to...
Oh, this is before Lestrade and Sherlock have got a thing.
They got some beef.
Yeah.
Pre-beef.
Pre-beef beef.
How did you arrive at that?
A brisket.
It's a question of divine
loyalty. How did you arrive?
Oh my god, he's got a lamp!
Boy dead, Bianca would take the vacant seat in the Lords and stand against the Reform Bill and the extension of the vote, just as the Dowager wanted.
The Dowager.
The boy adjudice would not, nor would his father.
What?
Why would it not be the uncle himself that did the deed? To the father or the son? Father?
She looks like, listen to this.
Uniform in the press photographs.
It's all about the uniform.
Medals on his chest. He wasn't in the country when the boy's father was killed. Rather serving in the Afghan War.
Okay, the Afghan War.
That's where Watson gets his injury.
So yeah, this is pre-Watson.
Watson's about, he survived this Afghan War.
Yeah.
But not me.
How did your sister get in before you?
What?
I'm sorry?
And then Sherlock kills her.
I have a sister?
He drowns her. He's like, nobody can beat me. I'm the best. Sherlock, wait, you're murdering me. I don't have a sister.
Hyle Holmes? I am Holmes.
Oh, they're like, here. Oh, I thought that was Watson.
It's quite the style, you know.
Yes, I suppose it sets your face off nicely.
Your father would be very proud.
So he's a lord now.
Yeah.
Or he's just a House of Lords.
He's a lord in the House of Lords.
To go in the House of Lords. Yeah. That's a stupid question.
I think you have to be a lord to sit at the House of Lords. Or you have to be good enough.
Yeah, because like lords don't represent normal people.
Does she just say nincompoop?
I feel like she does.
You look good.
Nincompoop.
This is good.
The vote is in an hour. It's quite the thing.
I'm not supposed to bow or anything, am I? Now you are whatever you are?
Well, arguably, you always had to bow. You just chose not to.
Is that what he says before she sucked his dick?
Are you being comfortable? I'm not still living in that terrible lodgings house,
no.
Are you?
I used the reward money your mother gave me.
Which you reluctantly took.
And found some I knew.
It's your house.
Is it 22?
One Baker Street.
Your mother clearly hasn't spent enough time with me.
22-1.
Yeah.
It was I that asked you to stay.
So is her mum dead?
A kind offer. But one I was confused.
Is she? The music's rather sad.
It's gone a bit sad, hasn't it?
But she's touching his hand.
When will I see you again?
Never. I'm running away.
You're not rid of me yet, Viscount. Toot through my oppressive Basilever.
That's a bit of a mouthful.
Just call him Lord.
I thought he was going to eat her fingers.
I am.
Oh, she came. He just sucked my knuckles.
Flash the ankle as she walks away.
Yeah. Ooh, a bit of a bruise on the shin. They do a lot of look backs in this.
And it's always on a busy street where you're like, someone's gonna. If I did that, someone would walk into me. Or
I'd walk into someone. He's
like,
crying!
Aww.
Ian. I feel like the mum is dead and we talked over it.
Yeah, we missed an important moment.
We'll give it a Google after.
I hope if you were watching along, we didn't talk over a bit, you really wanted to see, like,
Oh, no, look, because she put the code right at the beginning.
She's solving my clues, it's okay.
And the mum's replied.
Meet me.
It would be the pier at midnight.
Meet me, Royal Academy, 5 tonight, Mother.
So she's not dead.
Amazing.
That's unexpected.
What if you missed that newspaper? I suppose maybe she puts it in every day.
There are three thoughts which immediately occur. One is that Mother wouldn't have signed Mother, but Chrysanthemum. And two, the Royal Academy is an institution that has consistently neglected to include women. Mother wouldn't have suggested it's the meeting place. And my final thought is that I may have revealed my hand in front of my brother when checking the newspaper.
Holmes is doing. Well, he's not Sherlocked that out very well, has he?
Facts don't distract from hope. I'll pay you £5 to swap clothes with me.
Again. There's Queen Victoria.
Hey. How you doing, love?
Oh, what? That's how she spoke.
Feeling a bit exposed.
Don't like being in marble, to be honest.
Well, no pigeon shit on me yet. That's alright.
Today's a good day. No pigeon shit. It's possible. Just enjoying a nice view.
If we do find her again, I'd like her to be my ward. I'll take care of her.
Now.
Well, I feel like if you're 16, you don't need to be anyone's ward anymore.
Do you think he just turns her into that English bulldog?
You are a strange fish, little mother. And you're a cantankerous one, older brother. You're being so delightful because of the vote.
I feel like I know why his voice sounds very sexy.
Yeah.
It's because I fancy doing The Witcher.
Is he the main guy in The Witcher? I couldn't get through it. It was really boring.
I don't mind. I think because Nick's played the games.
Yeah.
So I had him to talk all the way through it.
Yeah. Explain it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just like...
I'll buy you a drink, Mycroft.
It was just really serious.
Yeah.
Was it really, apart from the other guy that sang a song that everyone loved?
Yeah.
He was like the comedy, but other than that, it was very, very serious.
Yeah.
Quite dry, and I was a bit like.
He was quite dry in it as well.
It was like eating dry turkey, and I just needed some cranberry sauce.
Some sweet gravy.
Some gravy. Where's the gravy, Witcher?
Yeah. I don't know, I just liked the way he had that blonde wig.
And his eyes were purple.
Yeah, and he just liked to fuck and kill shit.
Yeah. Fair play.
There's that hedgehog toy. Meet me at the pier at midnight. Stare into the ocean one last time. And she was there the whole time.
She's so...
Don't look at the camera yet.
What the
hell
are you doing?
She just fooled Sherlock Holmes.
The only person who can.
Now hold on to these man clothes, so you don't have to keep paying men for like
clothes. Hey, you're gonna run out of fivers. And men to swap dresses with. He knew she was there.
Yeah.
Because he put that there. He could smell her. He's just got a really keen sense of smell.
He's just a bloodhound.
He's a bloodhound in a man's suit.
While he's covered up with lots of words, he's actually just like... Bum, bum, bum!
That smells like Shit.
If you get some, like, bony ears, yeah, you can distract him. Oh. Mummy's alive.
It's a surprisingly nice room.
Please be 22-1. Finishing touches.
Be angrier.
She's not dead.
Be angrier for fucking off and leaving you all these puzzles and making you worry.
I can't stay long.
Then why are you here?
People might be watching.
Who?
The Nazis.
How on earth did you find that? Shadow did. I thought you had forgotten it. You never could leave it alone as a little girl. Just to drag it around behind you.
Shadow's dead.
What?
You'd heard Queen Victoria.
Shadow said that too.
What? So has Queen Victoria died?
Oh.
Well, nice that you two are.
No, it's not Victorian times.
Oh. You gonna explain?
Yeah. Come on, Helena.
Throw it at her.
I wanted to tell you where I was going.
Probably was. She wouldn't have told me.
Are you safe now?
Yeah, she was in the manor house in the middle of buttfuck nowhere.
Because I didn't love you.
She shouldn't think that.
I left for you. Because I couldn't bear to have this world. Because
Voldemort called her. And the little Death Eater symbol was glowing.
So she's just a suffragette?
Yeah.
She's a suffragette.
Yeah, well, she had the purple ribbon, didn't she?
Yeah. After all this, she was just in a gunpowder plot.
She was just a home terrorist.
Yeah.
But for good reasons.
She could have just told her, though.
Yeah. She'd have been like, look, do you want a vote and have a say in what happens with this country?
Hey, just going to London to take part of, like, a secret plan.
Yeah.
Don't leave. See you later.
Yeah. I'll be back in, like, a couple of weeks.
Some toast in the toaster.
Yeah, you've got all these maids.
You've got a maid, yeah.
Your brothers will come check on you.
It was all a dream. The maid was a mum the whole time.
Oh my goodness. I feel like that's true a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Not like actually the mum, but the mum.
Motherfucker,
yeah.
Helen Bonham Carter's got very small hands.
She does.
It looks like she's got tiny hands.
She's got child's hands.
The doll hands.
I bet that's very Tim Burton. I bet he made her have hand reduction surgery.
When you look at her face and you see the hands out of like your peripheral, they look like, you know, those tiny plastic hands.
She's just holding them.
Yeah.
Me too.
Me too. I feel like the suffragette plot was just a bit too real.
I feel like I'd like to have learnt more about the suffragettes.
Yeah. Tell me about their movement.
Yeah.
My name is Enola, which backwards spells alone. To be a home, you must find your own path. My brothers have. My mother has.
And what was Sherlock? He was just staring at a woman.
That's what he likes to do.
He found his path. He's just like...
Fucking.
Oh.
Purpose.
I am
a detective. I am a decipherer, and I'm a finder of lost souls.
I mean, you're 16.
A decipherer, but with using a cipher that Harry and Mum invented.
Yeah.
Not a decipherer of, like, anything else.
I don't think she'd find the Zodiac.
Yeah. She's not gonna be on the Enigma code.
Yeah. She's not Alan Turing.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that smog.
Classic smog. Sign of revolution.
Yeah.
Is that a hot air balloon?
Is that St. Paul's Cathedral?
I believe so.
Is the hot air balloon like an 80 days around the world
reference? I always forget that was the thing.
Yeah. I mean, that was written by Jules Verne, though.
True.
I don't know. I enjoyed watching it, but I don't think I would watch it again. I was based on a book. But not written by
Arthur Conan Doyle.
Millie Bobby Brown, who produced it.
Pidge Brown.
She's too young to produce.
And her sister, or her mum, just produced it.
It was written by Jack Thorne. I've been to see a play by him, and it was terrible.
Was it this?
It was, I don't remember what it was called. I've got it, it's on that bookshelf.
I never understand how actors produce themselves.
Yeah. It's like if you produce that, you're just kind of getting everyone together, aren't you?
Yeah. Do you, like, get the funding?
I think so. And you're just like, we're going to make this.
Yeah.
We need all these people together.
Fiona Shaw.
Frances Dector.
She. No, she's
just. She's a history boy as well.
I thought she played, you know, the really tall woman in Harry Potter.
Oh, she might do, actually. Yeah.
Does she?
Because she has that voice. She's
yeah, it's her eyes as well. Is it going to be a bit? Like where she meets up with the Viscount? No. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest.
Yeah. I feel like it's not changed my life.
No.
It's not one that I'm going to...
I wouldn't watch it again.
...go tell people, like, no. I should watch this.
No.
Like, it was nice when it was on. It was like an afternoon, a Sunday afternoon film. Like,
yeah, like...
I don't know, I watched it.
Yeah.
Like, no strong feelings, either way.
Yeah. And people are like, have you seen that in all the homes? Is it good? Yeah, it's alright.
It's alright, it's alright.
It's alright. I mean, I guess...
Like that's probably... Because it came out a couple of months ago, didn't it? And
yeah.
I've not seen, like, any reviews.
No, I've nobody... I've not heard anybody go on about it.
Yeah.
I also thought it was a series, not a film, a phone.
I feel like I could see it working as a series.
Yeah, and put a bit more effort into it.
Maybe they'd make a, like, spin-off series.
Yeah.
And get more into some, like, puzzles.
I feel like the message was just a bit too strong.
Yeah.
Like, even though it's a message I'm all for, I am a feminist.
Actually, I don't even know if it was... Like, that was strong in terms of, like, her being, like, taking control. But in terms of, like, historically in the suffragette movement, it wasn't a strong message. It was like,
yeah.
Oh, and in the background there's this...
Remember the suffragettes?
Yeah,
they're
we'll put them in, because women...
Yeah.
But it wasn't really about that, so you kind of didn't really learn anything at the end of it.
Yeah, because it's not like the suffragettes were a secret movement.
No. So I feel like a movie like that mentions suffragettes that kids are going to watch should maybe have a little bit more in.
I don't have it as this, like, secret club that women joined and they were going to blow up Parliament and
like,
that was it.
I know it's not super PC, like, hunger strikes and things like that, and you don't maybe think that's too much for kids to... hear about, but it happened.
Yeah, we learned about it in school.
Yeah, we learned about it in school.
Yeah, like, they used to, like, tie them to chairs to try and feed them and shove funnels down the mouth.
Yeah, put tubes down through it and stuff.
And they were like, nah!
So they were hardcore.
Like, Pankhurst literally jumped in front of a horse
say,
and died.
Yeah, she jumped in front of a horse. Because I thought that might happen, like, in one of the street scenes in this second, like... But, yeah, nothing like that.
Mary Poppins makes more of the deal with the suffragette movie than this. And that was just a character. That wasn't even the plot.
Yeah.
That was just, by the way, to give you an idea of when the time is.
Yeah.
Here's a suffragette.
These guys are trying to get some votes.
Yeah, and she sings a song about it.
Yeah. And she's got a little
banner.
Outfits.
Yeah. And she's like, women need the votes. And he's like, women.
You and your crazy ideas.
You've got nothing else to do, you housewife.
What are you going to vote for?
Politics.
New washing up liquids.
Yeah, it was a bit too like, oh, I just wanted to do it for you and all that.
Yeah, and I feel like...
It wasn't needed.
Yeah, and then that mum's not... Like I was saying, she's not lived for herself in the way she wants everyone else to. And I get like, maybe you can't in those times, but... Just, oh, I'll just train you and then live vicariously through you.
Yeah, I wanted it to be a bit more like... She was part of a secret organisation.
Yeah.
Of women. Instead of copping out with the suffragettes.
Yeah.
They could have made one up.
Yeah,
Sherlock Holmes wasn't a real guy.
Else. Yeah.
Like, you could have just literally made one up. Like a secret underground Guy Fawkes plan, but women.
Yeah.
Make them a bit more
they
like...
They want to blow up the House of Lords because it's all men, because women can't be lords.
Which, yeah. Like, they hinted at that, but...
Yeah.
they copped out a bit.
Yeah.
And then it was all secret codes that the secret women club used, and Enola managed to beat them.
Yeah.
And figured it out.
Sherlock probably could have done.
Yeah. I feel like the Viscount plot was just a bit...
That was just, like, tacked on to give her a friend, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I don't feel like it was... Like, they drew it in at the end with the whole vote thing.
But, yeah, the whole, like, is that one vote's going to make all the difference?
Yeah.
Like, you could have just gone out and campaigned.
Yeah.
No one was campaigning on either side. You'd think if it was a really big issue, all the scenes in the streets would be, like, people...
Yeah, you had one.
Yeah.
Man.
One guy signing his petition.
Like, it was a bit of a twist to have the Dowager as the one that wanted them to die, because she was a woman.
That was unexpected.
That was a good twist, but I feel like it was just a bit, like, there was no point.
It just, it was just a bit, like, hollow.
Why did she leave her all the messages if she was just going to be back?
Yeah. Just to let her know she was alright. Could have just done the newspaper thing.
I would have preferred it if she died of, like... cancer or something, do you know, like, and this is one last thing.
Yeah, she just wanted to
leave a memory for, instead of having a mum look ill and looking after her, she ran off and left her with this big puzzle.
Like, look, you can do all this without me.
Yeah, exactly. I've taught you how to do all these skills, now use them in life.
Yeah.
Here's a fortune to look after yourself. Not just here's a fortune to buy some bread for the next 4 weeks.
Yeah.
While I'm in London doing a gunpowder plot.
Because now her mum's back.
What are they going
to
do?
Yeah, is she going to go back to that big house on her own and she's just going to live in London and they just see each other now and then?
Yeah, like...
Because, like, that's fine, but, I mean, you're also pretty good friends. You could just live together still.
Exactly.
And just,
I prefer my version. She knew she was going to die, so ran off so she can live with herself, and that her brothers are just going to fuck off because they're...
Yeah, they've not been there the whole time.
Yeah, one wants to fuck and one wants to fuck politics.
Yeah, and you may as well just do your own thing.
Yeah, women can be strong. I've taught you all this shit.
Look at you surviving.
And then she's made friends with the Viscount, so she's set for life.
Yeah.
There you go. Solid. That's a better version.
In the end, we fixed it.
Yeah, there's my version. It's better.
Yeah. I feel like that film was just a bit...
meh.
Yeah, it's very much a film that will be made now. Because it's like, we need to give this message about being who you are.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just missed out on a whole lot of history. Like, it didn't need to lay on thick, but it could have just...
given a glimpse. Like, even, like, a clip of the newspapers of, like, a suffragette, like you say, being, like, force-fed.
Yeah.
Or even having, like, Pankhurst jumps in front of horse as the front page.
Yeah. Because I thought her mum was going to have been arrested for some sort of suffragette antics.
Yeah.
And it's like, cool, her mum's leaving to go on a hunger strike.
Yeah. Something cool, not just, oh, hey, sorry, I've been hiding in a basement.
Just help these guys do a gunpowder plot, which didn't even happen, because she didn't know anything about it.
No.
And then I've come back, sorry.
Shall we go on, then?
Yeah.
Why bother leaving all those hints if you're just coming back?
And I feel like you could have just said, just offer some, I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Don't ask me any questions, I'll let you know when I come back.
You're 16, you don't need to know.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
You've got your nanny.
Yeah, your brothers might come by.
Yeah.
Just, I'm not dead. Just let them know I'm not dead.
And I'll be back.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the story when I get back.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll bring you something.
Yeah. Stay, sit tight, I'll bring you a cheese.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a pie.
Bring you a pie from my pie shop. I would even prefer that.
Yeah.
She ran off to London to open a pie shop.
Yeah. Brilliant. She just
wanted to
follow her passion. She loved baking.
She loved baking, she loved pies. She loved murder.
She loved hairdressers.
All of the above. No, I feel like it was just a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
And then it just didn't go into...
just a bit...
flat.
A bit empty, yeah.
Yeah. No substance.
Yeah. That's why there's no watch it again. Because there was nothing to really get out of it.
Yeah. I feel like... there was literally no point.
Yeah.
All of these things...
like, most films that you want to watch again, because you've got something out of it, you're like...
yeah.
And you want that again, but I didn't get anything out of it.
I didn't know. It was shot really well. The acting was good. I really liked the set.
Good cast.
Yeah. It was really good. But there was just no substance. There was just no plot.
I feel like everyone could have been doing something else.
Yeah. I mean, they put their own twists on, like, some iconic characters...
I feel like Sherlock and Mike, I know they weren't meant to be the stars, they probably didn't want to, like, overplay them too much.
It's supposed to be a Enola.
Yeah, but they were just, like, they could have been anyone. They were just two random guys.
Yeah, I feel like it was drawn in by having a big name.
Yeah.
Like, because Henry Cavill's in a lot of stuff at the minute.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, let's bring him in. He's fit.
Yeah, he can be Sherlock.
Let's make him say some sexy words. And that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, out of 10, I'm going to say... I would say 4.5.
I was thinking 5, purely out of production value.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to go above 5.
Yeah.
But I'm sticking with 4.5.
Yeah. I mean, like you say, it's Sunday watching, something to do in the background.
But yeah.
I wouldn't watch it again. I wouldn't pay attention to it.
Yeah. It's good background noise.
I mean, yeah, we talked over a lot of it and we still managed to get, like, we guessed the end at the beginning.
And there were bits we missed, but I feel like we didn't miss anything.
Yeah, like, oh, maybe she was dead and then she wasn't, so it's fine.
Yeah. And that, yeah.
Yeah, then it was Meet Me at 5 from Mum.
Yeah.
What happened
there? It was Sherlock, wasn't it?
Oh, was that the bit with the hedgehog?
Yeah, because she was like, she wouldn't have signed it. Mother should have signed it, Chrysanthemum. Which I feel like Sherlock would have known.
Yeah, because it's Sherlock.
That's why I was like, maybe it's really clever and it's like, she'll know that it's Sherlock.
Yeah.
And he's doing that so that she knows, but I don't know if that was.
And why did she lie about Sherlock being dead? Yeah. She's like, Sherlock's dead. And she was like, all right, cool, yeah.
Yeah.
He isn't though, is he?
What was that about?
Yeah, I feel like it could have just been like a childish response.
Yeah.
To be like, you've left me and I'm going to say the first thing I know that'll hurt you.
Yeah, your favourite.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was just a bit empty.
Yeah.
4.5.
Left needed more snacks to fill in.
Yeah.
What I should have got from the movie.
Feeling a bit, I could eat another dessert.
Yeah.
Because I'm empty of substance now.
Same.
5 purely for production value.
Yeah.
Like, it was... You can tell there was a lot of effort put into everything.
Like, yeah, it looked lovely.
Yeah, it was really good. A lot of sunshine. Yeah, how did they get so many days of sun in Britain?
I want to go to that place.
Yeah.
But yeah, substance. It looked good, but no substance.
Like a cardboard cake.
Yeah.
It looked good, but when you cut into it, no.
It's nothing to it. Cardboard. Empty.
Unlike those churros we ate. Which were delicious and filled
with
substance.
They were full of caramel substance.
Substance.
Which is what we needed.
Opposite of Enola Holmes.
You're an empty churro.
You're an empty churro, Enola Holmes. Also,
4 empty churros out of 10.
They hammered on this whole alone thing.
Yeah.
For literal zero reason. She wasn't alone throughout any of... I know maybe that was the point, because the point was that the name, her name didn't matter.
But then why did her mum call her alone backwards?
Because she liked the name Enola.
Oh, it literally just sounded nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then she just kept mentioning being alone. And I mean, it helped her with that Scrabble puzzle.
Yeah, it did make her good at Scrabble.
But, like, Minecraft and Sherlock meant nothing backwards.
Yeah.
And nothing was backwards again throughout the whole movie. And she was like, I'm just going to be alone. But she wasn't alone. And she's like, maybe I'm not alone.
Maybe I'm Enola.
Maybe that's just my name because my mum's fucking weird.
Yeah. And it didn't actually mean anything.
Yeah.
Like the entire movie.
Film, yeah. 4, 5 out of 10.
Yeah, 4 or 5, depending on what day it is.
Yeah.
But...
5 for production, 4 for... Like, 2 for story.
Oh, yeah.
No story whatsoever. But I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah.
It was lighthearted.
It was... Yeah, it was nice to put on. I feel like if I was watching it on my own, I probably would have switched it off.
Yeah, I would have definitely done something else.
Or I'd have got on my phone out or something.
Yeah, and then I would have looked up and it would have finished.
Yeah.
I'd have fallen asleep, probs, because if I'm not thinking, I fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Tune again, and we're going to be watching an
F movie.
F movie.
Not a clue. No. Can't think of any. There are no films that begin with F.
French.
A French movie.
See you later.
Bye.